Immigration is changing the face of professional sports in America. Just this month, Major League Baseball got its first Japanese position players. Those are the ones who don't pitch. And the first Chinese-born basketball player joined the NBA. As part of the Changing Face of America series, Morning Edition this week is featuring three stories about how changes in the sports world reflect changes throughout society. Today, NPR's Tom Goldman profiles two young men from Africa chasing an athletic dream in an unlikely place.
Oh, good pass. Fuck that, boy!
We are in the safe house. That's what Ugo Udezuwe jokingly calls the apartment he shares with his cousin in Laramie, Wyoming. It's where Ugo and Uche and Sanwu Amadi can speak their native Nigerian language and not have to explain it to anyone. But on this night in the safe house, Ugo and Uche are taking part in an American ritual, watching the men's college basketball championship game.
Oh, got you!
I like that one, though.
You
gotta show that one again.
This is Ugo and Uche's other special place in Laramie, the basketball court where the University of Wyoming Cowboys play their home games. The next season is half a year away. Still, 6'8" Ugo and 6'10" Uche focus intensely as they run drills with their teammates. On Ugo's arm, there's a single tattoo. It's his middle name, Obidike, which means heart of a warrior, and it hints at what brought him to the high plains of Wyoming.
The world is so small right now because of the networks and stuff. I guess wherever you are in Europe, anywhere, I mean, if you think you can excel to the highest level of this sport, I mean, you want to play in the NBA.
The goal of playing professionally in the U.S. has turned a trickle of foreign athletes like Ugo and Uche into a steady stream over the last 10 years. The rising numbers suggest a rewrite at the base of the Statue of Liberty. Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to sign multi-year contracts.
The dramatic increase is absolutely related to the increasing salaries in professional sport in the United States.
Richard Lapchick from the Center for the Study of Sport in Society says 12% of NBA players are foreign-born, so are a quarter of Major League Baseball players. The number of foreign players in men's Division I college basketball has nearly doubled to 340 in the past 6 years. Many of them, like Ugo and Uche, are going wherever they have to pursue their goals. Laramie, Wyoming is not the kind of place you just happen to pass through. On the surrounding highways, solitary cars and trucks zip by now and then. This isolated spot is 22-year-old Ugo Udezuwe's latest stop on a basketball odyssey that started when he was a kid in Nigeria. Too tall to play soccer, he turned to basketball. He watched NBA games at 3 in the morning and practiced the moves of his favorite player, All-Star center Hakeem Olajuwon, a Nigerian native.
And it was easy for me. It was just natural.
Ugo played for the Nigerian national team, and when he was at the Junior World Championships in Greece in 1996, several U.S. coaches suggested he improve his game by playing high school ball in America. He did, and it earned him a scholarship to Wyoming in 1997.
And if you've never heard of Ugo Udezuwe before, you'll hear a lot about him in the next couple of years. Maybe the most improved player in the country.
Yeah, most definitely.
Ugo blossomed his sophomore year. He was ranked 29th in the nation in scoring. The following year, he convinced his 23-year-old cousin Uche to transfer to Wyoming from a junior college in Iowa. Together, it was easier for them to deal with the loneliness and to accept the different world of Laramie.
I've gone snowmobiling.
I've gone to the mountains. I've gone hunting over there.
Hunting,
hunting bears, yeah.
And,
with a friend of mine. I mean, we didn't see any bear, though, but, you know, we just shot some gun. I mean, it was pretty fun. I didn't grow up an outdoor person. I grew up in a city. So I never could appreciate how beautiful and how nice the outdoor is. And now, you know, I can't wait for the summer to come again.
Summer, not winter?
You don't want to go there during the winter. You freeze to death, man.
Winters aside, the two say they feel comfortable in Laramie, even though it's a largely white community with no place to find their favorite Nigerian food. Ugo admits, however, it's still hard to be apart from his family in Africa.
It's sad sometimes when after games you see your teammates hugging their family, their friends and whatever, and there's nobody there to hug you. But, you know, it's something you gotta get used to, I mean, if you want to succeed.
Ooh.
The two Nigerians are lifting weights at 7:45 one morning after running a bunch of sprints. Wyoming head basketball coach Steve McLean marvels at their work ethic.
I'll never forget, you know, Ugo telling me once, he goes, "Coach, I start to get lazy. I starting to become U.S. All of a sudden, every morning when I'd get to work, I saw his car over here. Well, he was down working out at 6:30 in the morning. And he said, "Coach, I'd been doing that and I'd quit doing that."
McLean says he'd love to coach a whole team of foreign players like Ugo and Uche. Too many American players, according to McLean, are pampered from the beginning, given free shoes and the nicest gear. Ugo says that certainly wasn't his experience.
Where I come from, you know, they don't have soccer boots more than size 12, you know. So there was time I had to play barefoot. And here you can get whatever you want. At size 18, you can get it, you know. I'm like, man, just be grateful with what you got. You know, there are people out there that have blisters every day and keep playing. I've had blisters on my foot and, you know, I played and played and had fun.
The foreign athlete can bring much-needed perspective, but the flood of international talent has a price. U.S. athletes get displaced, bumped out of scholarships and opportunities to play. Robert Canopy of the National Federation of State High School Associations says some agents scour the world for the most promising teenage athletes. The agents, says Canopy, sometimes fudge transcripts or visa applications to place those athletes in U.S. high schools, which then have unfair advantages.
If I'm a coach of school X and I take all of my domestic students and I go to play school Y in the next town, and all of a sudden I find out that school Y has a 6'8" center from Croatia and a 6'5" point guard from Nigeria, and I look at my kids and I look at that team and I say, that's not fair.
Pass and get.
Last 5 minutes of the game, fellas.
Ugo Udezaway wonders a lot about fairness these days. At practice, he sometimes looks tentative, still favoring the knee that was injured after his brilliant sophomore season. He barely played this past year. Cousin Uche now is the one NBA scouts are talking about. Ugo's father warned him years ago about the long odds of making it in the NBA. If those odds catch up with him, Ugo says he'd never consider his basketball journey through the United States a waste.
Definitely not. I think this country has made me grow. I think the ethics that has been embedded in me now, the hard work and the sense of urgency to do things, can never be taken away, no matter whether I'm in America or Nigeria.
Fellas, good job working today. Bring it in. What you got, senior?
Together on three. One, two, three.
Together.
Ugo has about 6 months before his senior season begins. 6 months to strengthen his knee and rediscover his turnaround jump shot so he can make good on a basketball dream that started in Africa and will continue, he hopes, in America. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Laramie, Wyoming.